Okay, today is Daf Chav Vav. We are on Daf Chav Vav. Second line from the top. First line, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So the Mishnah said that Rabbi Shmuel, we mentioned this a few times, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Eino Chayv Ela Asid Lavo. Rabbi Shmuel, there's Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva about Shua's Bitoy. We're like Yechayev, a Karban, again, a Karban, for Shua's Bitoy Le'avar. Right? So Rabbi Shmuel says, you're only Chayev Le'avar. And Rabbi Kiva says, you're even Chayev, if you take a Shua's, you're even Chayev a Karban, and you were over the carbon, over the shvua, the shogun, if the shvua was le'avar. Okay, I mean like, achalti lo achalti. That's the example. So, Tana Rabbanan, and this Bryce is very similar to our Mishnah. Right, so it says by the chiyuv carbon on the shvua's bitoy, if you go nefesh, you should shovel, levatim, v'shasayim, lahara, ulehetiv, v'chol asher yivatei ha'adim, v'shvua v'nela mimenu. That's the pasuk to keep in mind. So the pasuk says, lahara ulehetiv, to do bad or to do good. Right? That's like, the echol to lo echol the echol, right? So the mashmaus is like you make lo echol the echol. That's how you maria or make of your guf, but not eating is bad and eating is good. Something. So Amy el varm sheish ben harav atava. I am for the pasuk straight from the pasuk to the pasuk. I only know things that are for good or for bad to they have some sort of benefit or disadvantage to you. But to aim the hen harav atava to make a future shua on something that has absolutely no impact on you, like we discussed the other day, throwing a rock into the water, right? To Abraham hatava harav hatava minayin. How do we know that you're chayav even for that? Again, a future shua. Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, "O nefesh, kishushava levata b'shasayim." Levata b'shasayim. You swear and you swear levata b'shasayim. Anything that comes out of your mouth, you're chayav for. So in the el haba. So I only know that the mashmaus of the harav lehetiv teaches me that you chayev for a future action, but le'avar, like I ate, or I threw something into the water, minayin, how do I know I'm chayev a karbon if I violate that shua b'shogeg as well? Talmud Lomar, the pasuk says, le'chol asher yivate ha'adam b'shua, that extra le'chol asher yivate even includes shua l'sha'avar. Here, Rabbi Kiva, those are the words of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel, and there Rabbi Shmuel argues. He says, no, the pasuk simply says, le'hara o le'hitir. Right, which means you only chayav lahava for a future shua. Amar Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva says to him, "In Cain, if you're dorish from lahara lehitiv, ain't the el devarim sheish ben hatava lahara. I don't know things that have a detrimental, beneficial to you. How do I know something devarim sheish ben hatava lahara? How do I know something that's not either detrimental or beneficial, like throwing a rock into the water? How do I know that is a valid shua to be chayav a karbon if you violate the shogeg? So Amar Rabbi Shmuel says to him, "Miri bur kasef." Learn that from a rebu in the pasuk, right? The pasuk says, "L'chol shayivat to adam b'shua," anything that you swear. So that you learn it now. So he says, "Amalos." So Rekiah says back to him, "Im riba kasa b'kaf, riba kasa b'kaf." Once you're making drushos that aren't really clear in the pasuk, and you're bringing dorish that's something that's not laharol old and it's not lehetiv. So why don't you be dorish something la'avar? Why are you stopping? Why one over the other? That's the brayso, very similar to our mishnah. The Gemara asks, Shafrik Amalei Rekiah Rabbi Shmuel. He has a good title, Rabbi Shmuel. What's Rabbi Shmuel doing? Why is one better than the other? So, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shmuel, Shashinesh Esper, Nechunya Ben Hakana, Rabbi Shmuel, who was Mishat, that's what he learned. I think it's the Rosh Hashanah, 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 I forgot who it was. He says, "You have to be mishamish first. She wore a cloak and then he wore it. Being mishamish is a big lila." So Rabbi Shmuel says, "Shinaish es Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana." He learned from the Nechunya ben Hakana. Shai Dorish Kol Dorish Kula. What the Klal Uprach? He learned Klal Uprach. Yeah, we're going to Klal Uprach versus Rebu Yemiv today. So Rabbi Shmuel learned Klal Uprach. So Yunami Dorish Klal Uprach. So he also learned Klal Uprach. And we're going to explain how the Klal Uprach teaches us that for Rabbi Shmuel, that you're not kind of covered with Shul or Sha'avar, and Rabbi Kiva, Sheshimish as Nachamish Gamzo, right? Nachamish Gamzo Tova, right? Sheshimish as Nachamish Gamzo, Shayat Dorish Kol Torkul the Rebu Umir. He was Dorish Kol Torkul the Rebu Umir. Right? He didn't, that's the Gemara Hadidah, it says he's Mashamish for 22 years, right? He's Mashamish Nachamish Gamzo for 22 years. Well, he also was a Talmud of Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer. He had different rebbeim, but he was Mashamish with Nachamish Gamzo. He was Dorish Kol Torkul So Yinami Dorish Riva Umiyah. So he too learns Riva Umiyah. So these are two exegetical approaches, right, to learning, right? So Riva Umiyah, right, you have the Riva is expansive, the Umiyah is contraction, and the Riva expansive again. So in the Riva Umiyah, the general is seen as all inclusive, and the example as a single exclusion. There's only one exclusion. That's Riva Umiyah, right? Whereas opposed to Klal Prat, the general is seen as the principle, and the example defines the entire principle. Therefore, it's much more limited. It's much more limited. So, okay, fine. So, then each one of the reasons, one's going to be mute, one's going to final pride. How does that work? What's the pasuk? How do we apply that into our pasuk? So, my Rabbi Akiva, the Dorish Riva Umiyah. So, what is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva's Dorish Riva Umiyah? How does it work? What's the drasha? The Tanya, right? So again, what's the pasuk? The pasuk is O Nefes Kishashava Levaka Bisasayim Mahara Olehite Lefoshi Vata Adam. So it splits up into three parts. O Nefes Kishashava, you take an oath, that is a riba, right? That's a riba. Lahara Olehite, what this that you're talking about, beneficial or detrimental, that is a miyat. That's a miyat, right? Lefoshi Vata Adam, again, it's Lefoshi Vata Adam, that's another riba. So again, Riba, we just said that the Miyah just provides a single exclusion. Right? So Chazir for Riba. Riba, Umiyah for Riba. Riba, Kol, everything is included, right? So what is the one thing that's excluded? Umay Miyah, what's the one exclusion? Miyah Var Mitzvah. If you take a Shua to be Mevatel Mitzvah, I swear I will not put on Tefillin, I swear I will not eat Matzah, that is, I swear I won't talk in shul. Then that is not a valid shua because you say you be reminded from that, and if you violate a shua, there's no kriyat korban because you must want something that's diyabsha. That's considered a shua shav. Right? That's considered a shua shav. It's a possibility. So it's similar to swearing that a piece of stone is a piece of gold, or similar to swearing that I won't sleep for 3 days. It's something that's impossible. So I guess you'd still get malchus if you did it amazing. There's no carbon. So that's the Riva Umiyah according to Rabbi Akiva. What's the Klal Prat point for Rabbi Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael Darish Klal Prat. Let's go back to the pasuk. Oh, Nefesh Kishashava Levaka Bishasayi. Right, that's the Klal. It's very expansive. Then is a limitation. Lahara Leitiv only. To and only for benefit or not for benefit. Prat, the policy about the other. Excuse me, then the policy about the other and the cause of the kalal. So you have a kalal about the kalal. Iyat hadan elik ainfa kaina prat. The prat defines the kalal. So what's the prat? Maha prat, which is lahara lehetev, means miforish lahaba. That means it's clear, talking about something lahaba, right? Akol lahaba. So everything else that is can make a swear on the future of coming to exclude, coming to exclude the Sha'avah. So Ahani Klala La Osui Afilus Varm Shain Ben Harab La Tavu La Haba. And Ahani Peratu Muti Afilus Varm Shain Harab La Tavu La Sha'avah. So the Klal includes Varim Shain Ben Harab La, excludes everything in the future, and it excludes everything in the past. Even this Laharo La Hated in the past, Akhalti Yolo Akhalti, that's excluded. So the Gemara says, wait, why are you doing that? Who says you should learn one way or the other? Maybe you should say the cloud includes everything that's Lahara Lehitiv, including the and excludes anything that's not Lahara Lehitiv. Like, why are you saying the cloud about the cloud is one way? It's just, why do you say the opposite? Let's just say that Lahara Lehitiv teaches us that anything that's Lahara Lehitiv, that should make sense, anything that's Lahara Lehitiv, past and future, and future and past, that's to include. And anything that's not Lahara Lehitiv, meaning thrown in heaven into the river, even in the future is not included. Why including one over the other? So there's two answers. And the Tosafot points out that these answers are not sufficient enough to learn, for Rabbi Shmuel to learn his rule from, if these answers plus the Klal Prat. So under Rabbi Yitzchak, Dumya the Lahara Lehitiv. No, it makes sense to include things or shluos that are more similar to Lahara Lehitiv. How's that? Misha Isurum Mishum Bal Yachal Devarim. The concept of Lahara Lehitiv is because the Isur involved is Bal Yachal Devarim. You have to make sure your words aren't violated, which only includes future stuff. Because Yatsuzo, a shluo Lisha'avar, is not a concept of Bal Yachal Devarim. Your word will not be kept. So it's on the past. in Sue Mishum by Yahoo Dvaro, El Mishum Bal Shishak, his Shakru, Ishma Miso. That's lying. That's a straight out lie. You make a statement that's false to begin with. So that's a straight out lie. That's not Bal Yahel, that's what the Shakru. So you want to make the, so that we're smoking, but in the Pasuk, to make it all cases similar to Bal Yahel, which means only future. But there's a cloud upon the cloud, so what do you include in the, what do you include? You include even if it's not Lahar or Lahatim. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. That's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak by Abed Amar says something else. He says, the Amar Krah, the Pasuk says, O Nefesh, piece of shovel, the Batim B'Sasai. Right? You swear and you explicate it with your mouth. Right? Misha Hashvua Kodemis Lepitoi, the Losha Hapitoi Kodemis Lashvua. It has to be a case where what is Rabbi Shmuel going, if the oath precedes the kiyum. It precedes the action. So if I make a shvua le'achol or lo le'achol, so my oath is first, and the action that it's followed will be later at point in time. But lo zeh habitu kodemes l'shvua, not a case where the action preceded the shvua. Achalti or lo achalti, the action took place yesterday, and I'm making the shvua now on that past action. Right? Lo habitu kodemes l'shvua. And therefore, yotzezeh, so it excludes akalti below akalti shehamaisa kodem l'shvua, because in that case the maisa preceded the oath. That's why it comes out. So the klal of prat, the klal of prat comes to include just everything in the future, including things that are not lahar or lehitim. Okay, that's the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Tana Rabbanan. Now the Gemara is not going to bring up brisa. Okay, it's going to be a brisa, and then we're going to spend pretty much the rest of this amud explaining this brisa. So Tana Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Again, let's read the pasuk by Shua's Bitoi. We're going to go pasuk on that pasuk. Shavu about the sign of Haru Lehitim Lachol Sheivata Ha'adam B'Shua V'Nelam Imen. So what does the Ha'adam B'Shua mean? Ha'adam B'Shua means you have to be an Adam. You have to be a person Prat La'Anus. That excludes someone who's an Anus. Okay, if you're an Anus and you I guess you kind of thought, we'll more explain what a case is. If you're an honest, there's no kiyuv shua. V'ne'alam, and there was ha'alama, there was a forgetfulness. So prat l'mezin, that excludes mezin, that you're not chayav, what? You're not chayav a karma. Still be chayav a malchus and be mezin. Right? And then it says, v'ne'alam mimenu, what does mimenu mean? Shenis alma mimenu shua. What was the forgetfulness about? You forgot the shua. Yochon dinis alma mimenu chetetz. Maybe we forgot the item that you swore upon. The Gemara will explain this all. Talmud lomar b'shvua v'nelam. Right? Read the pasuk. It says, "Kolosh yivato adam b'shvua v'nelam mimenu." So it's only talmud lomar b'shvua v'nelam al hetlam shvua hu chayev. You only chayev the korban if you got the shvua. The eno chayev al hetlam chetetz, and not if you forgot about the chetetz. I mean, about the chetetz, that's the shvua. The Gemara is going to ask them after. What's the case? Okay, so what's the case now first of anus? So amamai, ha'adam b'shvua. What does that mean? Pral anus, it excludes someone who's anus. Hefibami, so what's the case? Hefibami. Kidirav kahana rabasi. Similar to the case of kahana rabasi. I think we've seen this in another someplace else. But what happened? Have a kainei mikami the rav. They were learning by rav. And they came out from the yeshiva. And then they were arguing what rav said. Mar Amar, who once said, Shuwasa the Haki. I swear this is what Rav said. And Umar Amar Shuwasa the Haki. No, I swear this is what Rav said. I mean, they were so convinced of their positions. Right, if you look at Rav, she's Pratma Anus. It's like this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the short line. Pratma Anus, Kidim Parsha Kamai, that we're explaining now. You go with Shvu L'Sha'avar, a Shvu on the past. I guess this only goes according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Ashur l'sha avar v'kasav v'rshe nishva be'emes. And he really thought he's swearing truthfully. That's the case of it. They were convinced that they're swearing truthfully. So I don't know. That's only if it's the only case of honest is l'sha avar. So what's Rabbi Shmuel's case of other mashur? So this whole of l'sha avar. What's his case of honest? Isn't that whole of honest according to look it out. So they each swore that because they were so convinced that what was said, what happened in the past, and then what happened? He also the kamei de Rav. They came to Rav. Amar chaminayim, and he said, no, you know this guy's right. You're wrong. That's not what he said. The guy's like, oh, he's right. So I'm gonna eat up. The guy says, the anam shikrish shavina. Did I swear falsely now? I make a now I'm tired of doing good. I'm doing a carbon. So Amalei, Rabbi, no, Libcha Anascha. Your heart kind of made you straight. You were honest. You thought that this was the truth. So you don't have a problem of the Shua. Right? So, where is that? Okay, Tosa says, in this case, by honest, look at Tosa, it's Libcha Anascha. It's not to say you're not chayav korban, you're chayav malchus. He says, in this case, you won't even chayav malchus. Tosa says, Nira, to labu mitre mi korban grade ka'amar, it's not only to exclude from the feed of the korban, and here's the mussar for the day. Shelo yitzroch liftov al pintaso, sheyobi chatas, shmeina, because you want to be submitted. He doesn't have to write it in his notebook that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, that he owes another carbon. Mashmo, you got to keep a notebook. The Tosfos is saying, you keep a book, you keep a log, you keep a diary of all your avers, so that when the Beis HaMikdash is built, Meher Yomeinu, you'll have a list of all the carbonates you have to bring. The shekel always says, my wife is married, nine gets of carbonates. What? This is my children. So you have to have, all wives are tied to bring, you know, the carbonates for the children. So that, most over here, you don't have to write this in the Pinchas. That's not the only thing. Rashi, you really always have to have this thing, huh?
Is that
the only thing?
Are you giving
a half
for
somebody?
Like, why do you have to
give a kippur? Well, I think, didn't you say that's after the time you basically just, and otherwise you have to do.
Your kippur,
that's what I'm saying. I thought a lot of that stuff sometimes we say after the basically just, your kippur is by itself. Otherwise, you have to do tshuva. Part of tshuva is the process of the cardinal.
Right.
My question is, aren't we honest now? And honest with one of Patrick?
Well,
what?
You're
honest to bring a carbon. Yeah. What happens if you have all the sheets, well, there's no information, and you die, and then it's a fabulous Misa. But you're right. So he says, Elafilo Onish Nami left. Here also there's no Malchus. But I want to support that first part of the process. But he says there's no Malchus here. Okay.
Why do they make a shul like that?
You're asking about why they did. I don't know the psyche of why they did that. But they were so, because so, it, they were up to, I mean, like to make it up. They were up to the point where someone said it, the Rebbe said something else, and it affronted them to the point that they said, no way, it's not what he said, I swear he said something else. I don't know why they would do that.
Why
are you taking shuls like this?
Like Rabbi Rebbe, yeah.
I'm pretty sure he said A.
Firm or something, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Okay. V'ne'ela mimenu. The next pasuk says v'ne'ela mimenu, which we said was shenis'ale mimenu shua. He forgot the shua. Yochol shenis'ale mimenu chet. Maybe he forgot the item. Tamalor, Shua Nelam Yemenu, Al Helam Shua Chayv, Eino Chayv, Al Helam Chayv. The only Chayv is, only Chayv is Tomer, because of Shua, not if you got the papers. So, Machofu Aleid Marava. The Chachoy Eretz Yisrael laughed about this. I didn't have the Gemara in the Sanhedrin that told you who the list was, Machofu Aleid Marava, who was, it told you who they were. I forgot. So, Machofu Aleid Marava, Chayv Misa. I forgot my learning. Machofu Aleid Marava, it's the end of the first paragraph of Sanhedrin. Oh, he quotes it on the side. The Sanhedrin is Zion. Okay. Machal alei to my rabbi. So they laughed. They said it's impossible. Bishlam, I understand the case of Shua Mishkachasla. I understand the case of we forgot the Shua. Meaning, because what happened? The Shua Mishkachasla of Lochefetz. To go to Amar, the guy made the oath. Shua Shlo Ofa Pasitim. He swore not to eat a loaf of wheat. The Kasavar Shlo Ofa Kamar. He thought, he swore he would eat it. And then he ate it. The Shua said, Inish Kepset Dikir. He forgot the shul, but he recognized the faithless. He knew it had something to do with a piece of with a loaf of bread. He thought he swore he would eat it, but he really swore not to eat it. So there you have the Nelami Men. There you have Ha'alama, and that's the case. But Ella faithless below shul, you forgot the faithless. Remember the shul, Hesi Zami. What's the case? Is it going to be a case to go into Amar where the guy says Shua Shalo Ofel Pasikin? I swear I won't eat Pasikin. Because Sabr Shal Sha'orim to Amar. And he thought he swore not to eat Sha'orim. Right? The Shua Say Dokir Lei. And he remembers the Shua Chepsa Inish, but he forgot the item. Right? Kaven the Chepsa Inishin, who, since he forgot the item, what he made the Shua, he forgot, he thought he said Kinkin, but he thought he said Sha'orim, he said Kinkin, he forgot the item. Haidu Helm Shua. That means he forgot what the Shua was. So that's not a Helm Tafet, because he forgot what the Shua was. So Ella Amar Rabbi Lazar says, David Dor Achasi. No, Helam says that Helam Shmuel is the one thing. And what does that mean? If he says Achasi, look at Rashi, he says, Ia Tamotzi Helam Tevitz Lo Helam Shmuel, but Zohi Eina Mishnah. And what this price says is wrong. There's no finish to that. Nelam Yemen, we forgot the Shua.
The same thing, it's again the papers. If you forget what item I swore on, that's the same thing as forgetting what I swore. So
Rabbi Yossi said, Master Rabbi Yossi said, no, I'll find you a case. Alma, let's find the following case. Alma Chepetz Lo Shua is Lo Mishkafis Lo. You tell me you can't find a case of Chepetz Lo Shua? The Hamishkafis Lo, I'll find it. To go into Amar, the guy says, Shua Shalom Ofal Pasfitim. I swear I won't eat wheat, a loaf of wheat bread. The Hoshi Yod Lo Sal, and he stuck his hand into the basket, Lito Pasa Orin, and with the intention was to take a barley loaf. But also the other Shalpitim. And it happened to me that a wheat loaf came into his hand, with Chasavah Shasorini, and he thought it was barley. Ma'achala, and he ate it. In this case, she was articulate. He recognized the shrew. He knew exactly what the shrew was. He made no mistake of the shrew. But Chabzud Lo Yodolin. But he made a mistake on the Chepes, because he thought it was barley. In fact, it was wheat. So I have a case. He had a Halem Chepes without Halam HaShmur. So Amalei Abaye says, no. Kulun the Chayv is the Korban Ela Minus Tzviyadei. You're only Chayv in the Korban about what he took, right? He took, and he took Pas. He took wheat. Helam Shmuhi. So he forgot. It's a Helam HaShmur. And Lushnachin is the very same thing. And the dictate is open after takes out Lushna Khuna. Amalei Abaye Rav Yosef, so Korban the Chamaisi, in the end, the Korban is bringing on Chamaisi Allah, the high pas niyas. It comes on the pas that's in his hands. Right? And that's Helam Shua. I don't know exactly what he's saying. I don't know, maybe he explains it better. I think he's saying, bottom line is, when he ate the bread, it's Helam Shua, because he thought that his Shua wasn't Chal on this item. So he's forgetting the Shua. No, I think Rabbi Yosef has a better. I think Rabbi Yosef has a better timing. Is that how he explained it? I don't know. What's a bias timing? He said the carbon only comes about of what you ate, and when what you ate, you thought was something else. That's forgetting the shua. Isn't that forgetting what the item is? Okay. Rabbi Yosef Amala. Rabbi Yosef says no. Kavan the chiyada lay the chitinu. Had he known that this was chitin, had he known that this was wheat. He would have been Polish. He would have eaten it. So Halam Chepetz. That's clear. That Halam was Chepetz. He knew exactly what the Shmuel was. Okay.
That Shmuel gives you a muffin. You
made
a Shmuel against nuts.
You're
nuts inside. Right. You got to add.
Well, I don't know.
How did you get a Shmuel? I thought it was a corn muffin, but they put nuts in there.
No nuts in the
Shmuel.
Nuts free
Shmuel?
Food-wise. I don't know what the case is. So someone gives you, you make a shua not to eat, a piece of cake, wheat cake, and someone gives you a corn muffin. You think it's a corn muffin. And you think there's no wheat in there, and then you eat it. That's shogeg or onus. Maybe we'll say shogeg. The case of onus that we have, the only example of onus that we gave was a shua sha'avar, where you were convinced that you were correct. Maybe that is a case of Shogun near Yishaya. That's Halal of Shepetz. Maybe according to Rav Yosi, that's the Halal of Shepetz. That's in Yishaya. And according to Abaye, that'll be Halal of Shavua, and you still be Yishaya. Okay. The next case is, then I follow the question. Similar, we had a similar Shaka with Tyre and Dr. Tess, when it came to the protect the Tumah, and so you didn't forget the Kodesh. So, Vayimiyeh, Ravim Rav Nachman. Helam Zeva Zeva Yodzim. So, Mahi. Let's say you forgot. It could go according to Rabbi Yosef, because according to Abaye, it's all one halama. You forgot that the case would be you forgot that you swore not to eat paschitin, and you're going to eat this item, and you also think that the pas biyado is also orin. So you have halama shvur and halama shepes, right? And according to Rabbi Yosef, you only chayav the karbon if you have halama shvur, not halama shepes. So Amalei, so what's the case? Are you chayav or not? So Amalei, so Rav Nachman says back to him, Hare Helam Shu B'yodah B'chayav. Well, you forgot the Shura, so you clearly chayav. So Adarava, Hare Helam Chepetz B'yodah L'Potter. It should be Helam Chepetz, you should be Potter. So you have to learn, I think you have to learn, that Halam Chepetz doesn't mean you're just Potter. Halam Chepetz means it's a Potter. It doesn't mean you're not chayav, you're actually Potter from it, because otherwise it doesn't make sense.
the second to second, the second argument. So you have a lama stapis and it's putter. So what I mean is and you would be putter from bringing the carbon because you have a lama stapis, there's no fear. So Amar Ravashi, Ravashi is raising that. Kazina, let's take a look at the case. Ima for Shmuta Parish, if he would have withdrawn because of the Shmua, so Haray to Helen Shmua, the Yadav, the Helen Shmua and his Chayav, Ima for Shmuta Parish, and if he would withdraw because you remind him, whatever, you see what affronts him, and Machmut Shmuta Parish, Haray Helen Shmuta, the Yadav will Pater. There was a lot of statements, and Pater didn't bring the carbon. I guess he would still be kind of officer. Right, Tosus argues on that, we're talking about Rashi. So Amar Ravina Rashi, Ravina says to Rashi, how did he figure it out? Kum parish mishvua el mishu chetes, kum parish mishvua el mishu shvua. How about Hatalya? You tell him, oh, let's see, you tell him, that's the chetes that you can't eat. Oh, I'm going to withdraw. You don't mean the shvua, that's the chetes. Oh, I'm going to withdraw. Either case, the only reason why you withdraw is because you made a shvua on that chetes. It's not, you can't separate it, El lo shna. There's no nafkamina, which hodah caused him to be parish. Meaning, bein kak u bein kak, yet halam ishnei, and you're putter. So what does it mean putter? So Rashi says that you just putter, and therefore you don't have to bring it. Pabamish is putter. You don't have to bring it. But there's a Rashva that says that when Ravina says that you putter, what does it mean? You putter, you have a suffix. You still have a suffix over here. So what happens when there's a suffix in the field of carbon? Well, not to me, there's no halach, not to me. But when there's a suffix in the carbon, you still can't bring it because you have pulul shebazar. Possibility of pulul shebazar, you can't bring it. But maybe if somehow you would be able to explain the suffix, to figure out the answer to the question, according to Rashi, you would have to bring the carbon if you went that way. According to Rashi, it's only a modest apostle. It's a complete story. Okay, next case. The Brisa had, and this is going on to sort of what your question was yesterday about, what examples of the cases. So yesterday the Brisa said that if you're Nishva Lisha Avar, not yesterday, the Brisa said today, if you make a Nishva Lisha Avar B'taos, right, if you made a past, a shvuah in the past by mistake, that's considered honest. I swear the Rebbe said this, that's an honest, and you putter from fear shvuah, which is even from honest. Now the Gemara says, what's the case though of three and you be chai of a carbon on a shvuah or sha'avah? I swear that I ate. Okay, that's the example. So why are you rubbing me a mouth on? Eza, he shigga shvuah's people with sha'avah. How do I have a shvuah's people with sha'avah to show me? Again, must only be going according to Rabbi Kiva. Evi yada, I swear I didn't eat. If I know I ate, then I'm amazing. What does it make the shvuah? Evi yada, amazing. Evi lo yada, and if it's the case like we just brought down, then you're honest. I really thought I didn't eat. I forgot. Yesterday was a fishing ball. Fishing was on Tuesday. I forgot. Then you're honest. So what's the case that you're shogging? Right? That's your question. That was your question the other day. Right? That's your question. So you're not going to answer. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said, answer to Rav Nachman, here's the case. But Ome Yodeya Anisha Shrua Zo Asura about any Yodeya Mukayavan Lai Korban Alon. It's basically he's amazing in the Shrua, but he doesn't know what the punishment is. He doesn't realize that if you take this false shvua, you will be chai of a carbon or not.
Not a carbon. Maybe there's no chai of carbon.
He just doesn't know what. He doesn't know the punishment.
For a shogun.
His forgetfulness is on the punishment, not in the action.
He's doing it
amazing. Maybe he did a bonus. Whatever the case is, he's doing the action of amazing. Very interesting, you don't like it. He's doing the action of amazing, but the shiriga, the forgetfulness, is not on the action, it's on the punishment.
Which is
yes.
Not doing it because he's doing it amazing.
Correct.
He forgot one aspect of his. Like
yeah, if you got one prophet of the halakha here,
right.
That's the shiriga that
you're
applying
him to do the amazing.
Correct. I told you you were right, trust me. So the Gemara says, first, now the Gemara is bothered by it, because the concept of whether someone who does an aveva mezid, if he forgot what the punishment is, right? Most times, right? Forgot what the punishment is, right? Like he forgot that this is the type of aveva that really you can chayav a chatas, if he did it for shogeg, right? So he didn't know, he forgot that punishment. Is that considered shogeg? That's a machlokas in the Gemara Shabbos of Sama Pes. Between the Chachamim who say it's not Shigah, and this, she's now with Munbas. Right? Nobody else can see Munbas. That was up a few times. Right? Seeing Munbas. So, the Gemara asks, Kaman, this whole thing is going to Munbas? The Omar Shigah's Karvash was Shigah? this whole thing is going only according to Shita Munbas? Doesn't make sense, it's only going according to Munbas.
Sure.
What? Bernadette. Okay. The Munbas had different times, there are different names that are popular. I don't know, my brother-in-law lives in Israel now, and he goes to the Brisim and to the Kiddushim with people in Eretz Israel, and they name their kids. He's like, what is this? they pull out, that's the culture, that's what they do. I told him, you're the strange one. You name your kid Ephraim. I mean, normal. You're the strange one there. Everyone has, they make up these names. I'm not going to say the names, he's going to think of somebody whose kid I'm talking about. They modernize names, but that's the culture. Alright? So Kiman, Kimunba, the Omar Shigas, Karmash Mashigas, the Gemara says, no, we're going to work out our Gemara, even according to Shikas Chachamim, who normally say that Shigas of the Onesh is Makas to Shigas, here they will agree. Afilu came on Rabbanan. We say, even according to Rabbanan, Ad Khan Lopi, Rabbanan led the Munbaz, the Chachamim don't argue on Munbaz, El Bechol Torah Kula. They only argue in every other case of the Torah, right? Right? Because the last Chidishu, because there's no Chidishu, because every case of the Torah where there's a shigga, right? We have shogeg, you chay v'chakas because we made it because we made it chay v'chakas. Avol hakla the chiddushu. Here's a bichudish. Why? The bichol Torah kula lo ashkan lav the ma'isi karbon. There's no other. The only case of the Torah we over a lav and there's no chi of karis. You over a lav and you chay v'chakas. Granted, the carbon all we over here still chakas. Any other time you chay v'chakas, it must be that if you've been made it, you chay. It must be that the case is more than a lav. It's a chi of karis. Here's a stam alav and you have a carbon. So if it's just somehow. So you see, here's a different case, right? So the afina may vavazar. You learn that from vavazar. You have to be chayev. You have to be chayev. You have to more than just alav. So hakla ma'aseh afina rabbanan mode. But here, kan even the shiur is bitui where you bring a carbon even though there's no chiyuv kares. So since this carbon is such a big chiddush, so the carbon will make another chiddush. So afina rabbanan mode is the munbaz that shigas carbon shma shigas. I don't know if the connection between the two. So maybe say that there's one finish. Why is there another finish? Right? That's the Richter's question. Because the finish of the finish is that Torah Dabar Akad, Nosif, Oz Kiddush Akhe, we can add another finish. Which one is the other? Right? Just say, in the Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah, right? I don't know the answer. Okay.
Why
don't you? The mode that is Shiga of the Onesh is considered Shogay. Mm-hmm. So the case of Shiga Shfuah speaking with Sha'avah is the case you don't like. Mm-hmm. That's the case of where you knew what you did was wrong, but you didn't know what the punishment was. You have to bring a karma. So that's shogeg. It's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. What's a chiddush? A chiddush doesn't mean something that you wouldn't have known otherwise. You wouldn't have known half of the Torah without it. Chiddush means something that goes against the norm. It goes against the norm. It's a big chiddush. It goes against what's normal. Okay.
You don't have swearing in schools. I'm bringing a karma
because mine was shogeg on the onus. My question is similar to it. The reason is because I'm showing that I didn't know what the onus would be if I did it for shogeg.
Right.
But we don't have a case if you're doing it for shogeg. Oh, that's your question. I hear you. I don't know. But then you wouldn't like it. The boy named Rabbi Meir Rabba. Rabbi asked Rabba, Nishva al Kikar, he swore not to eat this piece of bread, only stocking on that. Also, he became very, very ill, and the only way for him to get better is to eat the Kikar. So, Mahu, what's the din? Wait a second. Mistocking? It's a cool fetish over here. Right, mistaking literally mar. You should tell him to eat it. He's got to eat it right away. That's the only. He's stuck. Right, there's no food. It's only this bread, or there's something medicinal in this item. And he has to eat it because it's sakana. The ella mistar. Rather, he became very, very had pains for it. We learn from Chorus Shitas Rashi. The whole Rashi tells us
about it.
Exactly,
forgot about it. Forgot about it. The note. That's the school. What is the major?
What are you
talking about? He needed to eat this loaf of bread because otherwise it would affect his health. Then he forgot the shvur and he ate it. What's going to happen?
Right, so that's... Okay, fine. So Gemara says it can't be a question of mistaken. Because if it's mistaken, you have to eat anyway. So the case is mitzvah. So he was very, very hungry. He wanted to eat the bread, right? And up to the point, as Rashi says, it's not the Torah. Up to the point where he, even if he didn't know about the shvur, even if he knew about the shvur, he would eat anyway. In other words, he forgot it. But even if he didn't forget, he was so much tired, he would eat it anyway. So what's the din? So the achlo b'shiga shvur. Gemara says it. Mine. What's the din? So Amalei. So Rav says Ravina. Tanina. We learned this from a Brisa. The Brisa says shav mi yidiyasa. If he had yidiya at the times of the yaveva that what he's doing now is usher, right? that you may be the korban ashrig yosel. Lo shavi yosel, right? Then amy the korban ashrig yosel. And this guy, he would have been over the shua anyway, so therefore he's not shavi yosel, and therefore he's part of the korban. I think that's how you learn it. You learn it like that? It's a very weird case. Okay, so Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, what? He's not Shah Media, so therefore he's on the side of Malchus, I guess.
He's not
Tidal Club. He doesn't fit into the rules. Right, he's part of the Kula Club.
Why is he not?
But even had he remembered the school, maybe, I don't know what that case. You're right, I don't know. Amr Shmuel.
He did the whole same thing
with a Neder. There's no Kabbalah,
but he
didn't
think.
There's no Kabbalah over your Neder.
That's
the
only difference.
Oh, Kasagah.
Well, I'm not
going to
eat this
kikar. No, kikar is the usher, I have to say.
Yeah,
right. There's no
carbon
on that. Right, so maybe the same move, but there's no carbon. So if you have to ask the question over there, maybe Balyapa, does that apply in that situation or not? Amar Shmuel, Gomer Belivo, he decided that he was going to make a shua. Right? I thought to make a shua that I won't eat tomorrow. So Shmuel says, "Sarach shiyotzi b'svasa." You have to explicate. You have to verbalize your internal expression. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Lebatei b'svasayim." You have to state it. The Gemara says, "Meisvei." That's a kasha from a brisa, right? So the pasuk says, "B'svasayim," right? And don't jump on the brisa yet. The Gemara will jump on it. B'svasayim below belief. It has to be explicated. You have to verbalize it below belief. But if Gomer Belibo, if you concluded in your heart to make the shua, minai and how you let this chal, tamaloma the folks you bought other mishua. Anything that you're mivata. With Maris right away, he said, Hadu Pakasha. To see your name in the Brisa. Amarta, first he said, Bisasayan Velobelay. If a Hadu Amarta, Gomer Belibo, minai. First he said, you have to be explicated. Then he said, oh, but if you didn't explicate, how do you know that it's chal? With a steer in the Brisa. So comes Rav Sheshes, he answers the Brisa. Amar Rav Sheshes, halo kasha, there's no kasha. Halki ka amar, this is the kavana of the Brisa. Bisvasayim, what does it mean bisvasayim? Below shegamer belibo lahotzi bisvasa below vitsa, below hotzi. You have some, the shu is not, if you have a case where bisvasayim means, I think it means if you internally stated that I'm going to make a shua with my lips. Right? Meaning that the shua is not going to be followed unless I explicate it. How do I know that, and you didn't explicate it, how do I know that it's not followed? Because it says bisvasayim. Meaning, I thought about making I'm convinced to make a shua with my lips to explicate a shua, and I don't explicate it, then it's not followed. But, God of the legal stam, if I decided about a shua in my heart, I didn't decide to explicate it, I'm going to follow a shua just by myself, right? That the shua will be followed, then, minayin, tamalom, lachol shu yivate. So then that becomes a kasha shmuel. But the Brisa has now brought a case where a shmuel can be chal even without verbalizing it. The only time you have to verbalize it according to the Brisa is if I made up my mind to verbalize it and I did it. But if I never said I'm going to verbalize it, if I never thought to verbalize it, it's still a shmuel. It's a kasha shmuel. So I'm Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah now, right? Now Rosh Hashanah will explain the Brisa. Rosh Hashanah now is going to explain the answer to shmuel. So Taylor to Amy Huffy. This is how you have to explain the Brisa. Bisvasayim, Dilosha Gamra, Belibo Lahotzi. What does it mean, Bisvasayim, Dilosha Gamra, Lahotzi? Right? So he says, the guy says, Shua Shalofa Pasvikin. I will not eat a loaf of wheat bread. Right? Lahotzi, and what came out of his mouth? His mouth came out, Shua Shalofa Pasta Orin. Right? So he totally messed up what he thought. It's in Libo Bakit Shavin. Right? So that's no Shua. That Shua is not Chav. Right, on the Pasrik, that's not Chal, because he didn't say Pasrikim. And the Pasorim, it's not Chal, because that wasn't his Kabbalah. He just misspoke. Right, but what about the but Gamar Belibo Lahotzi Pasrikim. Let's say he decided he wants to make a Shua, I'm not going to eat Pasrikim. And what comes out of his mouth? Lahotzi Pastam, he just says Pas. Right, Minayin, that's now Pasrikim is Asura to him. How do we know if this was intention to work out? But how do I know, and how do we know that now he's Asura and Pasrikim? Tamaloma lachol asher yivateh ha'adam. Anything a pasuk comes, the pasuk is coming to include that even in this case, the shua is chav. There's all steer based on this is Gemara in the Darim. A guy says yesu peiros alai. Fruit should be asur kivin. right? Even though he only wanted to ask the fruit for one day, that was his kavana. Nevertheless, it's Nesel Olam, because we say Drush to believe in Dvar. So to in our case, when he said pass, what's the difference? He said pass. That should include all bread. Why are we saying, oh, when he added it in his heart, counts as only pass deep in his asset? Right? He was most of the pit stop, pass down. So what's the difference? That's all we're talking about. That's homework. All we're talking about. Second
point,
this is
the position of the
but there's a whole lot of looks about whether like by Shema and other things, whether you if you get something that if you can just do it with in your heart without saying
you
it.
Refer to Hodesh and Belay Mishma, I think it's
a Hodesh, yeah, you have to say the word.
Well, that's
right.
The
other
thing,
it's finishing
between
Hosai
and
Labor.
We say,
well,
a Hodesh and
Belay would feel the clearest motive to the time. Right, so my focus is on what you have to do it by Shema, whether you go to Shema, even without it. The question, let's finish the Gemara. So, Mesvei, we want to get up to the So Meisvei, they asked the yeshiva on the brisa, right? The following brisa, right? It says by a neder, right? Motzei svasecha tishmor v'asisa kasher nedarta. So eini ela shehotzi b'svasa. You see, by neder, only if I'm motzi in my mouth. Gomer b'libu minayin. How do I know if I just had it in my intentions in my heart that the neder is still foul? I'm alone with the brisa says, the pasuk says, kol nediv lev, right? But that's by the Mishnah, right? Kol nediv lev, hebiyu chachor nezim et abas, v'kumaz pokis off. So you see from here that a neder is foul even by midbat leg, even without verbalizing it. So that's a kasha of shmur. It works by neder, why doesn't it work all across the board by a shmur? So the Gemara says, Shani Hassam, there it's different, because it says clearly, kol nidiv leiv. You're making a double leiv, that works, doesn't say that by a shmur. So the Gemara says, oh fine, so nigma mina, so learn shmur from nidre, from the darim. So you learn shmur from nidre hekish. It's not stam the darim, it's nidre hekish, right? With a memasino. So the Gemara says, no, you can't, because we should have habit shmur. The Kadoshim snake suv mabon ki echad. The focus for Truma is, right? Rashi says the Truma is, Rashi says, Truma Kadoshim, Truma's left of the Mishnah, Siv, Ba, Kol, Div, Lev, and Gabakachim, Siv, Chiskio, the Sefer, Divre, Yom, Kol, Div, Lev, Olas, where we are from in Divre, Yom. So those are two places where it says the Div, Lev, and if it's two places, right, and Kol, snake suv mabon ki echad, Amalanda.
Snake suv, the woman suv is in Mamish suv, not even in the Vim.
The Gemara says, fine. Honey, Lamanda Amr Eim Alamdim. El Lamanda Am Malamdim. But there's some people say, Shnek Shulam Bam Be'echa, you are Malamdim. It's only the three Tzukim, you're not Malamdim. So, well, how come we don't learn out Shuas in the Dharm? So, Gemara says, Maikul Amr Eimar. So, Shin, Hu Vikadoshin, Hu Vikadoshin. Both the Shvua we're talking about here is Shulin, and the Nidre Kodesh is Hekdesh. And Hekdesh itself is Hekdesh. And Kulin the Kadoshim lo gamrinan, and you can't learn out Kulin from the Darim.
From
Kashim. That's a rule. You don't learn Kulin from Kashim. Tosus brings out Rashi. Rashi says it's a rule. Why? Well, I don't know. It's a rule. We're gonna have it for a year and a half. You can't learn out Kulin from Kashim. Different rules. Tosus asks that what's the case. So we said, Rashi said that Truma is Truma's Melechas HaMishkan. Tosis says Truma is Mamish Truma. You know, Truma that you give to the Kohen. Even though, so how does that work? It's the Truma Kachem of Kodesh. So Truma, Legave, or Gabe Kulin, is still considered Hekesh. Even though it's not really Hekesh. Because my focus, I think, in your day, right? The Ramah brings down, I forgot what's the book of Pei, but Ramah brings down two shitos as to whether or not if I give Levat Stucker. Whether or not, Mashum maybe binds you by stuff. The guy has there's an appeal in shul, and the guy doesn't want to announce it. You know, I don't want to announce it, and I'm gonna give $100. And then he comes home and says, "I'm not so smart anymore." You know, he still have a appeal to give him. My mother's got two sheepers, and he says he note that, but the sheep says that you're bound, that you have to give it. This is not that question of this is whether or not machshava to meister. Yeah. Okay. Have a good Shabbos.